我们已经来到罗马书第一章第十八节到三十二节。
And we have reached Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 32.
找着了，请大家请听我来念。原来神的愤怒从天显明在一切不前不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，无人可以推诿。因为他虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽的样式。所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚妄，却去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远，阿们。因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处，男人也是如此，弃了 女人的顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受妄为当得的报应。他们既故意不认识神，神就任凭他们行邪僻的心，那些不合理的事，装满了各样的不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、竞争、诡诈、毒恨，又是拆毁的、背后说人的、怨恨人的、辱骂人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、无知的、背越的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。他们虽然知道神判定行这些事的人是当时的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Romans chapter 1 verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal men and birds and animals and creeping things. Therefore, God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them.
今天我们要跟大家讲的题目呢，是神的愤怒。
Today, the topic of the sermon is the wrath of God.
为什么要讲神的愤怒呢？
Why do we talk about The wrath of God.
因为这是圣经的话，我不是在这里要讲我喜欢讲的主题，也不是要讲你喜欢听的主题。我们来是讲圣经，神的话提到神的愤怒，所以我们就讲神的愤怒。
And that's because this is what is stated in the Word of God. I am not here to tell you what I would prefer, nor tell you what you would want to hear. We speak of the wrath of God because this is what the Bible says here.
所以我们在这边讲，我们在看罗马书，我们是一章一章的讲，是原因是我们照着圣经的意思告诉大家神的意思。
And as we go through the book of Romans chapter by chapter, we are here to tell you what God wants you to hear.
所以我们来到第十八节，其实如果你看上下文，你就会看到十六节说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，因为神的义。正在这福音上写明出来，这义本是于信，以至于信。如经上所说，义人必因信称义。
And as we come to Romans 1:18, we recall that a couple of verses before this, in verse 16, Paul wrote that I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith.As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
他说福音本来就是好消息的意思。
And he talks about the gospel. The gospel actually means good news.
很多时候我记得很多年前呢，我跟我一个很好的朋友啊，从小一起长大的朋友，从小就跟他传讲好消息，好消息，让他也很努力的听，而且很忍耐的听。听讲我讲了十几二十年之后，他有一天我说，为什么你听我讲这么久还是不信？
And I recall that many, many years ago, as a very young person, I used to share the gospel with my friend, and he's a longtime friend of mine, and he patiently listened to me share the good news, the gospel, with him for many, many years, and one day I finally asked him, many years later I asked him, why is it that you have heard so much of this good news, but you just would not believe?
他说哦，你觉得好消息，我为你感到高兴，但是对我来讲不是好消息。
His reply was, I am happy for you that you think this is good news, but it is not good news for me.
他说耶稣，你需要耶稣那很好，但是我不需要耶稣。
And he say, you think you need Jesus, good for you, but I don't need Jesus.
所以我在想，到底什么好消息？对我们来讲算好消息，有福气的声音，有福气的消息，但是对他来讲完全不是好消息。
And I was very puzzled, why is the gospel such good news to me, but why isn't it good news to my friend?
但是为什么是好消息呢？原来我们，你看第十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。原来我们，神在生气我们，原来我们 under God's wrath.
为什么？I'm sorry. Why do we talk about good news? That's because it is good news.Because verse 18 tells us that we are all under God's wrath. We are all under the anger of God.
所以你会发现好消息原来我们你要知道今天没有人要讲这个信息没有人要讲我们都讲神是爱神是好的神为你为了你他神要做什么全部是要祝福你这个叫人本的福音你为神出现是因为他要帮我如果他不帮我他就不是神
Today, people do not want to talk about God's anger or the wrath of God. They talk aboutGod being love and God is here to serve you. God wants to give you blessing. God is here to do whatever that you want. And if he is not here to help me, he is not God. This is what we call a man-centered gospel.
很多人认为我们听福音的时候我们以我为中心我是人神出现如果神祝福我我信他不祝福我我不要他
And many people when they want to they come and they hear they want to have a God that will blessHim. I want God to bless me. If God blesses me, I will believe him. If he doesn't bless me, I will not believe him.
你说当然了，如果他依我，我信他；他使我发财，我信他；他如果祝福我，我就信他；他如果不祝福我，我信他干嘛？
And of course, this is natural. If God causes me to be prosperous, or if he heals my sickness, or if he blesses me, of course I will listen to him. But if he does none of those things, I wouldn't want to listen.
这样请问你拜偶像跟信耶稣有什么两样？反正我给他什么他就信，他就给我祝福，我就要他，我要他，其实我是要他的祝福，不是要他。
And what is the difference then between believing in Jesus versus worshipping an idol? If we come to God in the same way, that if He gives us things or if He blesses us, then I want Him. If He doesn't do that, then I don't want Him. This is actually wanting the blessing and not wanting the person who is blessing.
所以神出现是为了祝福我，所以我很重要。他需要祝福我，他不祝福我，他就不是好的神。
So God's appearance is for the purpose of blessing me because I'm extremely important. If He doesn't bless me, then He's not a good God.
如果你敬拜的神是这样的神，我问你，如果一个人敬拜，如果我信耶稣是因为他祝福我，我信耶稣是他赐我。 给我发财，我信耶稣，他医治我。如果你这样信耶稣，你没有得救。
And I want to ask if a person believes in Jesus because Jesus gives him money, or a person believes in Jesus because Jesus blesses him or gives him good health, and if Jesus doesn't do that, and then this person stops believing, then when such a person believes, is it a person who is saved?
我告诉你，如果你是这样信的话，你要悔改。你真的是要悔改，因为神不是为你而存在，神是你的创造主，你必须要服从他，他是主人，你是奴隶，你不过是尘土。And
I want to tell you, if you have such a belief, then you need to repent, because God doesn't exist for your sake. God is your creator, and you are just dust. You are the one who is being created by Him, and you need to repent.
所以你看第十八节，神的愤怒从天降临。神为什么你生气？原来我是你的创造主。神说我是你的创造主，我给你吃，给你穿，我给你所有的机会，我给你所有的好处，你竟然没有敬拜我，就是在这边。他你不感谢我，也没有也不荣耀我，所以神就要对你发脾气。
And verse 18, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. That's because God is the creator. He gave you food, He gave you life, He gave you everything. But yet, you do not acknowledge God, you do not give thanks to Him, and did not honor Him, as this passage tells us. That's why God is extremely angry with you for not honoring nor thanking Him.
今天我们说不孝敬父母是罪。
And today we say that if we do not honor our parents, that is a sin.
如果我们不孝父母为什么是罪呢？
Why is it that if we dishonor our parents, that's a sin?
因为父母她怀母亲怀胎九个月，然后生你，然后她养育你，然后给你吃给你穿，她给你她教育你，她给你所有你的一切。
Because parents, especially the mother who carries the child for 9 months in the womb before delivering the child, and take great pains to feed the child, take care of the child, and give him education and bring him up to become an adult.
那么这一位神呢？这一位神是给你生命的主，他给你口中的气都是他给你的，他你的一切都是从他而来的。
How much more this God who created you and every breath that you take with your mouth is given by God.
所以如果你说不孝敬父母是罪， 不孝敬那个创造你宇宙万物的真神，更是罪。
So if it is a sin to dishonor your earthly parents, then it is an even greater sin to dishonor this God who created the universe and who created you and who has given you everything.
我们的神不是神灯，不是来满足你的需要。 我们的神他有他的计划，他有他的想法。我们是来跟随他，我们是来顺服他，我们是来敬拜他。他不是来完成我们的心愿。Our
God is not a genie in a lamp who is here to grant you your wish. Our God is the one who created us, who wants us to obey Him and to obey and do His will.
我们来传福音是告诉你，我们有好消息，因为你在神的 审判底下，你在神的愤怒底下，但是主耶稣来要救你脱离神的愤怒。So
when we come to share the good news or the gospel with you, that is because you are right now under the anger and the wrath of God, and we want to preach to you the good news so that you can be saved through Jesus Christ who died for you.
所以我们传福音呢，我们说这个福音本是神的大能，我不以福音为耻。福音是神的大能，是要救一切相信的。神，其实你碰到世上，你碰到许许多多的问题，你碰到人生很不如意，你碰到许多的难题，我说或许神在管教你。
And so when we say we are not ashamed of the gospel, it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And you would live your life full of many trials and difficulties. And if that is indeed true, then I would say maybe God is disciplining you.
我们来传福音是告诉你神不要你受苦，这个神是创造宇宙万物的神，他是万军之耶和华，他是无所不在、无所不能、无所不知的神。但是我们不过是尘土，他看我们不过是一个尘埃。
And we are here to share and preach to you the good news, the gospel, that God does not want you to suffer. He is the almighty creator of the universe and everything. You are but dust.
所以我们要传福音是告诉你，这一位是真神，我们是来敬拜他，我们来承认他是我的主人，我们来听从他，顺服他的意思，不是 要他来做我所要做的事情。
So when we come to share with you the gospel, the good news, what we want you to do is to come before God and to submit to Him and to listen to Him rather than to think of God as someone who is here to grant me my wishes and my desires.
我们要悔改，悔改什么？向什么悔改？因为以前我们活是为自己而活。 我长大了，一个孩子长大了，不要理父母，他为自己而活，不管父母，就好像神创造我们，我们长大了，我为自己而活，不理父母，不理神，这个就是我们的罪。
And we need to repent. Repent from what? It's like a young child who after he grows up to become an adult, he lives for himself and he no longer cares about his parents. So just like this child who grows up living for himself without caring for the parents, we are like that. We start to live for ourselves and we do not care about God and we need to repent from this sin.
所以一个父母他感觉到生气是因为他养大给你吃给你穿，把你养得这么大，给你教育，然后你不理会父母，他感觉到生气。何况这个创造宇宙万物的真神，他一定会发怒。
So even an earthly parent would be angry with a child. Because if the parent has given all to the child and bring up the child, give for the child education and food, and when the child grows up, he ignores the parent will be angry. What more, this God who created you, created all things and gave you all things, and when you live for yourself and do not acknowledge God, he is extremely angry.
今天我们需要传悔改的道理。
And we need to preach the message of repentance.
主耶稣说，天国近了，你们要悔改。为什么要悔改？
Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is near. You must repent. Why must we repent?
因为我们人类一直为自己而活，不为神而活。
Because humans have been living for themselves and not for God.
所以我们传福音说，你要悔改，回到神那里，要听从神。他是你的主人，他不是你的神灯。
So we preach the gospel and say you must repent and turn back to God. He is your master. He is not your genie.
所以我们要传讲这个主耶稣所说的悔改的道理。
So we need to preach the same message that Jesus preached, this message of repentance.
为什么要悔改？因为神要发怒了。
Why do we need to repent? Because God is angry.
让我们来复习一下。
Let us revise.
我们刚刚开始讲罗马书。
We just started the book of Romans.
罗马书一开始的时候，第一章第一到第七节讲到保罗的问候。
When the book of began, it started with Paul's greetings.
保罗问候之后呢，他就给他为他们祷告。
And after his greetings from chapter 1 verse 1 to 7, he prays for them.
所以他为他们祷告，我们发现，在他的问候的时候呢，他就先解释福音的源头、福音的重点跟福音的范围。
And in his greetings, he first started by telling them the source of the gospel and the substance of the gospel and the scope of the gospel.
那么同样的，我们也就看到这个是福音是神的，因为神才请主动来拯救人类。
So we see that this gospel originated from God because he initiated this plan to save humans.
这个福音不但是神的，而且这个福音是有关耶稣基督的。
And this is not just a gospel of God, but it is also a gospel about Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督降世为了就是要拯救我们，这个是好消息。
And the good news is that Jesus became a man for the purpose of saving us.
这个福音是有关全人类的，所有的人都可以信耶稣。
And this gospel is for all of mankind because everyone can believe in Jesus.
所以我们刚才看到这个主题在罗马书第一章六十六到十七节说：“我不以福音为耻，福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。”所以在这里我们看到福音是神的大能，我们看到福音是神的拯救。
And in chapter 1, verse 16 to 17, it really gives us the main theme of the entire letter. And in those two verses, Paul writes that the gospel is the power of God and the salvation of the Lord.
那么罗马书是有关神的公义，特别是这个公义，我们今天只讲神，不讲公义。讲公义，你必须讲审判。而我们看整本罗马书都在讲神的公义。
And the gospel is also the righteousness of the Lord. Today, when we preach,very few people like to talk about righteousness because once they touch on righteousness, inevitably will come the judgment of God. But yet the whole book of Romans is full of the righteousness of God.
如果有一个人夺走了你的你亲爱的人，你的孩子，你的妻子，你的丈夫的生命，你一定是感觉到非常的愤恨，你一定要要求有报这个报应。
If somebody took away the life of your loved one,Maybe your wife or your husband or your child, you will feel extremely angry and you want righteousness to be done.
如果神有人谋杀了你的孩子，就亲爱的人，你一定要法庭给你一个公正公义的审判。
If someone murdered somebody that you love, like your child has been murdered, you would want the court, the judge, to give a righteous and just.Judgment.
如果公那个法官不给你那个人放走他不给他定罪的话，你说哪里有公义
？If the judge actually releases that person and do not punish him, you will cry out, "Where is justice?"
所以我们的神也是公义的，他必须审判罪人。
Our God is righteous and He will judge sinners.
神说他不以有罪当作是无罪的。
God says that He will not treat the one who has sinned as no sin.
他必须要审判罪恶。
He will judge sin.
所以公义的神对罪呢，必须一定要审判。
So a righteous God will and He must judge sin.
就好像我们记得主耶稣在钉十字架之前呢，他祷告主，祷告父神说，如果许可把这个杯挪走，就是可不可以不上十字架？那个答案是什么？那个不可以，你一定要上十字架。
And we remember that our Lord Jesus, before he went to the cross, he prayed, "O Father, if it is possible, may this cup pass from me." But his reply, God's reply, is that no, it is not possible. You must go to the cross.
神要赦免，不是赦免吗？你一句话就可以赦免，为什么一定要主上十字架呢
？Why can't God just, forgive all sin with just a statement, forgive, and that's all. Everything is forgiven. Why must the Lord Jesus go to the cross?
为什么主耶稣必须钉十字架呢？因为神是公义的。
Why must the Lord Jesus be crucified on the cross? That is because God is righteous.
因为主耶稣如果不钉十字架，不替你担当那个罪呢，你是不可能被赦免的。
Because unless Jesus is crucified on the cross and bears your sins, you can never be forgiven.
因为神不以有罪为无罪，有罪一定要审判，所以这个就是我们在十字架上，很多时候我们看十字架只看到爱，但是没有看到神的公义。
Because God will never let the guilty go away free. Therefore, Jesus must go to the cross to take that punishment. Very often we look at the cross and we see the love of God, but we miss the righteousness of God.
所以我们在这边讲的是人犯罪呢，神必须要审判，这个就是我们看到神的愤怒的事实。
And therefore we say, or the Bible says that whoever sins will be punished by God, and this is the truth about God's wrath.
让我们讲讲这个神的愤怒是什么意思。
So what is God's wrath?
神的愤怒呢，不是发脾气。
God's wrath is not losing his temper.
啊，他的怒气是他是针对很有理性的，知道你犯这个罪，你必须要接受这样的惩罚。
And God's wrath is very rationally meting out the consequences of your sin.
神的这个发怒呢，是很有理性的，很经过考量的之后。 向你发的。
And God's wrath is rational and it is also measured against you.
因为这个字呢，有另外一个字形容发脾气，但是这个字呢，不是那个字，这个是另外一个字形容神向你所做的事情定下的怒气。
And there is another word actually that would be used for losing one's temper, but this is not the word that is used here. Over here, this wrath of God is speaking about how God has measured out the consequences that you deserve.
所以不是失去控制，不是冲动，不是突然间发脾气，是他很忍耐。其实你仔细想，神忍耐几千年，要人类悔改，人类总是不悔改。
So it is not a loss of control on God's part. This is actually controlled. And that's because of God's patience. If you think about it, men have sinned against God for thousands of years and he has tolerated all those sins.
神从创世以来几千年，神不断地呼召人悔改，呼召人悔改，人一直不肯悔改，一直不肯悔改。到最后呢，神要审判我们。从启示录里面看到，最后呢，神定下有一个契年呢，神要在这个契年里面把他的怒气全部倾倒在这契年里面。
And ever since the creation of the world a few thousand years ago, God has been calling men to repent and to repent. But for this few thousand years, men has refused to repent, and therefore God has tolerated all this for thousands of years.And finally, when he delivers his judgments once and for all, the book of Revelation tells us that it will begin with 7 years of great tribulation.
就好像一个孩子，
It's just like a child.
一个孩子，你叫他不要犯罪，他偏偏犯罪；你叫他不要吸毒，他偏偏吸毒；你叫他不要抢劫，他偏偏抢劫；你不要杀人，他如果去杀人，你会怎么做？
It's just like if this were your child and you tell him not to do bad things, but he continues to do bad things. You tell him not to take drugs and he takes drugs. You tell him not to steal and he steals. And you tell him don't murder and in the end he really does kill somebody. And what would you do?
如果你继续的这样的溺爱他，你就把他送上绞刑。
If you continue to spoil him with this kind of love, you will send him to the gallows.
如果你真的爱他，我告诉你，你应该在趁早的时候，趁有指望的时候呢。你赶快去报警，赶快送他去戒毒所，赶快去受他，让他受到惩罚。他盼望他能够学会。
If you truly love your child, you will quickly call the police, maybe send him to a rehab center or to send him to jail so that he will repent and stop all this crime.
西方人教孩子啊，就是不断的爱，不断的爱，没有怒气，没有显，没有给他看到有所谓惩罚这回事情，他不懂什么叫惩罚。
Today, the Western approach of parenting is to shower the child with all kinds of love and just love and do not discipline and there is no punishment. And so the child grows up not knowing what is discipline or punishment.
我不知道你们有没有听过，在中国有一个故事。
I'm not sure whether you've heard of this story in China.
中国里面讲有一个故事，这个讲故事就是有一个孩子，他非常非常有钱的家庭，他让他做所有要做的事情。
And this child in China comes from a very rich family, and the family let him do whatever that he pleases.
那么当他长大的时候，他要什么？要风得风，要雨得雨，他要什么都可以得到。
And as he grew up, he got everything that he wanted.
那么当他后来他长大的时候，他喜欢上别人的太太，别人的妻子，结果他硬抢别人的一只妻子回来。
And after he grew up, he desired somebody else's wife, and he took the somebody else's wife by force.
那么当然，结果那个妻子不顺服，结果他把那个妻子杀掉。
So his wife did not want to submit to him because she was somebody else's wife. So in the end, he killed her.
结果呢，就被法官来抓他，结果他被抓去，结果怎么了？判死刑。
And he was sentenced to death by the courts.
那么当然他在判死刑，他说不怕，我叫我的婆婆来。原来他婆婆不断地替他解决所有事情，什么事情都能解决。
And when he was in the court, he says, I'm not fearful, I will call my grandma here. Because they found out that his grandma has been solving all his problems all his life.
因为他有钱有势，什么都能够做，但是这次做不到。
Because they had power and they had money and they could do almost everything, but this time they couldn't.
所以他在他被砍头之前，他喊道：“婆婆，为什么你不救我？你不爱我？”
So before he was beheaded, he actually shouted out, "Grandma, why don't you do anything about this? Do you not love me?"
你看到在他里面呢，他心目中不知道什么叫审判，他不知道什么叫惩罚。
In his heart, he knows nothing about judgment. He knows nothing about punishment.
一个孩子如果不懂得怕，你真的要怕。
If a child does not know fear, then you ought to be fearful.
如果那个孩子很怕，你就不用怕。
If the child is fearful, then you can actually rest assured.
以前我的孩子呢，他有我的孩子他不怕。那后来我们带他出去玩的时候呢，他走失去了，他走散了，他也不怕。
And many years ago, my child, he was not fearful.So there was once when we went out as a family to a place for amusement, and he got lost, and then we realized that he wasn't even fearful.
我们其实已经知道他故意就是不要拉着我们要自己走，我们躲起来看他怎么办。结果他完全不怕，他放手放在后面，他走到柜台说：“你可不可以叫那个 PA 先生叫我的爸爸来？”
And we already knew that he didn't want us to restrain him because he wanted to go off on his own.So we let him be and we went to hide ourselves, but my child wasn't fearful. He went to the customer service counter and he asked the customer service officer to announce for his parents.
这样的孩子呢，你真的要怕，你要十足的精神看住他，不然他就真的不见去。
Such a child, you need to be fearful and you need to watch him all the time in case he really gets lost and cannot be found anymore.
我还有另外一个孩子。
I have another child.
他小的时候什么都怕。
He was fearful of everything.
你带他到这个很不熟悉的地方，他眼睛一直看，他一直拉着我，一直看周围的事情。
Whenever we bring him to an unfamiliar place, he is always gazing around for my presence, and he will hold on to me.
他不怕呢，他怕我就不怕。
Because he is fearful, so I can rest assured.
因为他不会乱跑，他会怕，他就抓住我们。那个不怕的孩子，他才不理，我们就很怕了，他会不见去。
So the child who is fearful of the surroundings would cling on to us, and so I'm not worried that he will get lost. But the child who is not fearful and who is always wandering around, that one I'm fearful of him really getting lost.
真的，他不见了，有一次。
So there was once he really got lost.
我们感谢主，后来找到。
And we are thankful to God that we found him.
因为非常害怕，因为那边人很多，还好有一个老人家拉住他说：“你站在这边不要动。”我们才去找回他。如果我们找不到他，你知道我们的心会怎么样想
？So when we couldn't find him, our hearts were filled with fear. But we are thankful that there was an old person who held on to him and say, "Stay here." And so as we find and look, we found him finally.
所以如果孩子懂得怕。懂得有愤怒这件事情，他懂得怕，那是好事。
So if a child knows fear and knows such a thing as somebody's anger, it is a good thing.
圣经里面其实充满了很多经文告诉我们神会愤怒。
The Bible is full of verses that tells us God will be angry.
让我们用几节经文来看一看，诗篇七十六篇，他说：“雅各的神，你赤子的时候呢？”一坐车的骑马的都沉睡了，唯独你是可畏的，你一怒气一发，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？
And we'll just look at a couple of verses here, like Psalm 76, "At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both rider and horse lay stunned. But you are to be feared. Who can stand before you once your anger is roused?"
诗篇七十八篇四十九节，他说：“他使猛烈的怒气和愤怒、恼恨、苦恼成一群降灾的使者临到他们。”你看到这个是神发怒的时候，他的威严。
And Psalm 78:49, "He let loose on them his burning anger, wrath, indignation, and distress, a company of destroying angels." And we see that.God is displaying His majesty as He displays His anger.
诗篇九十篇是我们大家所爱的诗篇。诗篇讲说，我们因你的怒气而消灭。其实很多人错解诗篇九十篇。诗篇九十篇的中心就是神的怒气。他说，因为你的怒气而消灭，因为你的怒气愤怒而惊慌， 我们将我们的罪摆在你面前，将我们的淫恶摆在你的面光之中。我们所经过的日子，我们现在所活的日子，都是在你的震怒之下。
Psalm 90, a psalm that many of us love, but many people have misinterpreted. The main point of Psalm 90 is actually God's anger or God's wrath. Read Psalm 90 verse 7. For we are brought to an end by your anger, by your wrath, we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh.
所以你看到吗？ 我们你在生活当中，生命当中，其实我们好像没事没事。我告诉你，你是在神的震怒底下来度过。
And can you see this? We live our lives every day as if we are in peace and nothing is happening. But let me tell you, you are spending your days under God's anger.
除非你知道你活在神的愤怒之下，耶稣基督的福音不是福音。
Unless you realize that you are living under God's anger, then the gospel of Jesus is not good news at all.
这个怒气有现在的怒气，也有将来的怒气。
God's anger is being displayed now and will also be displayed in the future.
但是现在我们在经历神的怒气当中，你除非你信耶稣基督，求神来遮盖你，不然的话，你在生命里面常常遇到许多的在神的震怒底下。
Today you are living under God's anger unless you repent and believe in Jesus so that his blood will cover your sins. Otherwise, every day of your life, you are still living under God's anger. Actually, God's anger is throughout the whole Bible.
你记得挪亚的时代吗?
Remember during the time of Noah?
人不断地背叛神,
men continued to sin against God.
结果神用洪水灭了世界,除了挪亚一家。
And God destroyed the whole world with a flood except Noah's family.
为什么挪亚一家呢?
Why Noah's family?
因为神叫他们,你要悔改,你会遭毁灭。挪亚叫他们悔改,跟他一起,没有人肯悔改,所以挪亚只有挪亚一家人悔改,一家人得救,其他人都毁灭。
Because God told Noah to repent, and Noah repented, and he preached to the people then for them to repent, but in the end, no one repented. Therefore, God only saved Noah who repented.
你记得索多玛跟俄摩拉的故事吗?
Remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah?
神不断地叫他们悔改,他们不断悔改,不肯悔改,结果神只拯救罗德一家。
God asked them to repent, but they refused to. And in the end, God only rescued Lot and his family.
天上有火下来,把所有的索多玛俄摩拉的城都烧灭了。
And fire came down from heaven onto the cities around Sodom and Gomorrah inclusive, and it was all destroyed.
很多不相信耶稣的人说,哪里有这回事情?
Many people who do not believe in Jesus say, ah, there's no such thing.
现在的考古学家找到索多玛跟俄摩拉的城市。
Archaeologists have found today the remains or the ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后他们研究,原来那个火,那个墙壁呢,是上面有火烧黑下来,下面没有火。
And they found the walls that were destroyed, and the burn mark started from the top of the wall towards the bottom.
很多人说这个呢，啊，这个是旧约的神，旧约的神是审判的神，我们新约的神是爱的神，是恩典的神。
And there are others who say, oh, that's the God of the Old Testament. The God of the Old Testament is a God of judgment, but the God of the New Testament is a God of love and grace.
但是你注意看，新约也是这么讲，约翰福音三章十六节说，信的人有永生。 不信的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
But yet we see the same kind of teaching in the New Testament. John 3:36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
所以你看到神的话告诉我们，他的震怒在我们当中。以弗所书五章六节也是这么讲，他说。 神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。So
the New Testament is full of teachings about God's anger, including Ephesians 5:6. The wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience.
那么帖撒罗尼迦后书也是这么讲，他说一章七节，他说神要来呢，他要报应不认识神，而且不听从我主耶稣福音的人。
2 Thessalonians 1:7 tells us the same thing, that when God comes again, he will inflict vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这里呢, 我给你看到第一点, 审判或者是愤怒, 神的愤怒, 是圣经的教导, 不是人想出来的, 因为没有人要讲, 包括我也不要讲, 但是神的话, 我们必须讲, 因为我们是神的代表人, 我是神的 神的使者, 我必须讲神的话, 不讲人喜欢听的话。
So firstly, we see that from the passage that we've just read, the truth about God's wrath, and this is indeed what has been revealed to us in the Bible. It is something that people want to avoid talking, and frankly, I don't like talking about this, but this is what has been revealed by God's word, and I am his messenger. I have to deliver what the master wants me to say.
所以这里他讲到说，原来神的愤怒从天显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。所以愤怒是神的愤怒是事实。那么愤怒的时间是什么时候呢？
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. So this is the truth about God's wrath. But what is the timing of God's wrath?
其实你会注意到，很多人以为神的愤怒是将来的事，但是我要告诉你，神的愤怒这里告诉我们， God's wrath is revealed， 意思说现在就已经彰显出来了。And
many people think of God's wrath or God's anger as going to be in the future. But let me tell you, it is now, because the verse says, for the wrath of God is revealed, it is being revealed now.
It's present tense, 是现代式，就是这个时候。
And this is written in the present tense, meaning it is happening right now.
更好的翻译是现在一直不断地显出来。
And a better translation would be the wrath of God is being revealed.
那么诗篇七篇十一节是这么讲，神是公义的审判者，是天天向恶人发怒的神。
Psalm 7:11, God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day.
我敢讲，在我们当中坐着的人，一定有一些人没有看过这些经文，没有听过一个牧师在台上讲过这些经文。
I dare say that those seated here, there will be at least some of you who has never seen these verses nor hear this from the pulpit.
因为我们不喜欢讲这些事情。
Because it's not something that we like to talk about.
如果是神的使者， 是神才差派的牧师，他必须讲这些话。
But if the pastor is indeed God's messenger and sent by God, he must say this thing.
讲这些话不是要吓你，是要救你。
Saying these things is not meant to give you any fear. It's not meant to threaten you, but it's meant to save you.
就好像父母跟孩子讲，你再这样做，我会打你。 如果你真的讲，你一定要打，不可以让他跑掉。
Just like a parent, if he says to the child, if you continue doing this, I will spank you. If you say that, you better do it and not let him run away.
我告诉你，为什么很多孩子不听父母的话？
Let me tell you, why are there so many children who disobey their parents?
因为那个父母整天吓他，吓他不打他，所以他说你就在骗我了，所以不听他的话。
Because the parent has been threatening the child, but not with real action, so the child knows that you are just threatening me.
如果你想要打他，你必须打他，打他告诉他说，今天我打你的还痛，神打的更痛。
And when you tell the child that you're going to spank him for his wrongdoing, you better carry it out. And when you spank him hard, you should tell the child, today you feel pain from me, but in the future you will feel even more pain from God.
你或许说，哎呀，这段圣经是也是旧约诗篇吗？
And you might say, oh, this is also the Old Testament in the book of Psalms.
但是你记得吗? 在使徒行传，他们在守圣餐的时候，有些人不按理守圣餐， 结果有好些人软弱， 而且死的不少， 这是神的审判。
But if you remember, in the book of Acts, there were people who did not partake of the Lord's Supper in the right manner, and because of that, a number of them fell ill, and a number of them died. This is God's judgment.
你还记得吗？在《使徒行传》里面提到这个亚拿尼亚跟撒非拉，他们骗彼得，结果呢，他们被圣灵击打而死。
And also recorded in the book of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira, they tried to lie to Peter, but in the end, the Holy Spirit struck them and they died.
所以审判是真实的。
So judgment is real.
所以我们看到神愤怒的事实，神愤怒的时间，我们看看神愤怒的对象。
And so we see firstly the truth about God's wrath, and secondly the timing of God's wrath, and thirdly let's look at the target of God's wrath.
我们还在十八节。
We are still on verse 18.
原来神的愤怒要显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
谁这个不虔不义呢？
Who are the unrighteous and the ungodly?
下面他还有讲这些人呢，是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
And he continues writing, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
谁是这个不敬虔的人？
Who's an ungodly person?
不敬虔的就是不像耶稣、不像主、不像神的人，不敬虔 ，ungodly。
An ungodly person means someone who is not like God, someone who is not like the Lord Jesus Christ.
神是圣洁的
，God is holy.
神是慈爱
，God is love.
神是怜悯
，God is merciful.
你不像神，就是你按照你自己的心意去做。
If you're not like God, means you're doing as you please.
他说不义，就是你做一些不义的事情。
Unrighteous means you do things that are not right.
而且不但是不义，他是阻挡真理的人。
Not just unrighteous, but people who suppress the truth.
请你继续看下去。
Continue reading.
他说这些行不义、不虔不义的人，就是行不义、阻挡真理的人。这些人是谁呢？他说十九节说，神的事情人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。自从创造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
神告诉你，神的对象是不虔不义、压制真理的人。
God's target of his wrath are those who are ungodly and unrighteous, those who suppress the truth.
我告诉你另外一个就是神愤怒的凭证，怎么知道他人家压制真理呢？就是刚才我们讲了，那个人呢，他知道神，因为神已经给他知道，他无可推诿。你看看世界的这个的听星星，你看到世界的创造，晚上你看看天上的星星，你就知道有神的存在。
And there is proof.Or testimony for God's wrath, meaning when the Bible says that these people are without excuse. Why? Because God has given testimony through the creation. When you look at everything that has been made, when it is nighttime and you gaze up on the starry sky, you know that there is a creator God.
Yeah, 现在我很喜欢看天空哈。
Nowadays, I like to look at the sky.
因为我天空上有一个朋友在上面环绕着整个地球。
Because I have a friend who is actually going around the earth up there.
他的名字叫做现在是美国的太空船，他是那个太空船的领导，他名叫做 Jeff Williams.
And my friend Jeff Williams actually is an astronaut, and he is one of the captains on board the space shuttle.
如果你看我的 Facebook, 你就去看一看啊，他真的我认识他的。
If you are a follower of my Facebook, you know that he is my real friend of mine.
因为我们拍过照嘛，盼望他还记得我。
Because we took a picture together, I hope he still remembers me.
他是第一个，他是一个基督徒，他在太空上面，他是最老，他是一个 grandfather, 祖父级的太空人。
And he is an astronaut, but he is also a grandfather.
今天我忘记带一本书来，他还拍照，他拍了，他每次上去他都拍了很多照片，然后他给我一本书，他有他的签名的。
And whenever he's up there in space, he will take a lot of pictures. And so he published a book of these pictures. He gave me an autographed copy of that book.
所以在他的书上你就看到，他说当你观看整个宇宙万物，你就知道有神。
And in his book, he wrote that when you look at everything in the universe, you know that there is a God.
如果你来过我的家，
if you've been to my home,
我的家有这个有字画，我们有四幅字画。
There are four pieces of Chinese calligraphy.
这个字画就是你可能没有注意到，因为太过吵，你看不出来。这个就是诗篇十九篇第一节。
And it might be too cursive for some of you. So actually, it is Psalm 19.
你来下次你来的时候看一看哈。
So next time when you come to my home, do Pay attention to that.
他说诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork.
你单单思想整个宇宙万物的操作，没有现在越来越多科学家相信有一个 intelligent designer， 意思说你有一个聪明的设计者。以前人他说只要东西，只要东西它是。 爆炸造出来的，如果你相信有爆炸的话呢，我这边有一个手表哈，不管你怎么样丢啊，丢1000次呢，它都不会变成一个手表。如果你相信有爆炸，你拿你的手表给我，让我丢丢看，看它会变成一个手表吗
？And nowadays, more and more scientists actually believe that there is an intelligent designer behind everything. Last time, many scientists used to believe that everything came about by a gigantic explosion. That's just like me. If I take off my watch and I throw it down 1,000 times and it becomes a watch on its own. If you believe in such things, then hand over your watch to me. Let me throw it 1,000 times. Let's see whether it comes back into one piece.
现在很多这些科学家，包括Hawkins，已经开始做，是的确的，应该有一个 designer， 有一个很聪明、超自然的一个不懂大叫，他不叫神，不过不管他叫什么东西，创造这个世界。
And nowadays, more and more scientists, including Hawkins, they believe that there is an intelligent designer. They do not call him God, but they acknowledge that there must be some supernatural intelligent being up there.
你知道我们的身体很特别，很特别的，真的很特别的。
You know, our human body itself is amazing.
你知道我们的胃吗？
You know our gut.
如果我们的胃酸，你知道我们的胃酸有多强吗？
Our stomach, I'm sorry, do you know that the acid in the stomach is very strong?
我们的这个胃里面的胃酸呢，如果你放一个金属下去，它会溶解的。
If you place a metal into the acid extracted from our stomach, it will dissolve.
但是它在我们的胃里面呢，它就不会伤害我们的肚子，它不会伤害我们的肝，不会伤害我们的肺，它不会伤害我们的大肠。
Yet this strong acid in our stomach doesn't harm our body. It doesn't harm the other organs of our body.
啊，这个很特别的，你知道我们的肝吗？
This is amazing. Think about our liver.
我们的肝呢可以消毒的，你知道吗？
Our liver will get rid of toxins.
所有世界的消毒的那个的方法都没有我们的肝好。
All kinds of detox methods in the whole world is not as good as our liver.
你不相信，你去 Google一下。
If you don't believe, just Google.
当然，年轻人，你的肝比我的肝好啊。But
of course, if you are young, your liver is better than mine.
但是呢，很特别，为什么我有肝在这里可以消毒，我有这个胃里面可以消毒这些，然后吸收所有？这些人的身体呢，非常奇妙、精密的设计，这是神所设计的。And
why do we have a liver that will get rid of all these toxins and we have other organs that does other things? Our human body is amazing, and it shows God's design.
你有头脑，你想他说不会自然会变成的，你怎么样变都变不成的。这个是除非有这个超自然的设计，设计到我们的身体、我们的血管、我们的心脏怎么样操作，我们的胃怎么样操作，我们整个人怎么样操作。
If you have brains, you would really not want to believe that everything just came about naturally, because it is impossible to have all these things coming together. Functioning exactly as they will, unless there is an intelligent creator.
所以在这里二十一节说，因为虽然知道神，其实二十节说，自从天地以来，神的永能神性是明明可知的。为什么明明可知？因为神叫他们能够知道，而且呢，他们虽然知道是神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。Verse
20, for His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature. Have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, so that they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him.
所以这边在讲什么呢？他在讲这些不信的人，他不信神，神已经给他知道，他不信他，就好像你知道你的父母是谁，我不理他，你不信他，不荣耀他，而且呢，不感谢他。
So even though God has shown it clearly, yet these people, they do not believe. It's just like you know who your parents are, but you do not acknowledge them. And so, even though having seen all these things about God, you know that there is God, but yet you do not acknowledge Him, do not honor Him, do not thank Him.
那我们再思想一下，神的愤怒向谁彰显？
So let's think about it again. Who is the target of God's wrath?
原来第十八节说，原来神的愤怒是要显在一切不虔不义的人身上。
Going back to verse 18, God's wrath is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men.
这些不虔不义的人是谁呢？这些阻挡真理的人。
And these men are those who suppress the truth.
这些阻挡真理的人是谁呢？就是那些明知道神又不信他又不荣耀他不感谢他的人。
Who are these who suppress the truth? These are people who know of God's existence and yet not honor Him or give thanks to Him.
请问他讲在讲形容什么人？
Who is this describing?
他在形容不相信神的人。
It's describing those who do not believe God.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
不信神，在神来讲，他说我，你不信我，你不接受我，你不荣耀我，你不感谢我，你就是我生气的人。
And in this passage is saying that you know God, but yet you do not honor Him, or you do not give thanks to Him, you do not acknowledge Him. This, if you are like that, then God is angry with you.
所以你看，我们的不信徒的不相信耶稣的朋友，你是不是不荣耀神？你不感谢神？你才不理呢？
And if you do not believe in Jesus, ask yourself, is it true that you do not give thanks to God? Is it true that you do not honor God?
我们在讲我们当中的信徒，是不是我们的信徒有时候也不理会神呢？你我行我素，你要做你要做的，而且你要神做你要的，你不根本不听神，你不荣耀他，你不敬拜他，你也不感谢他。
Even believers in our midst, ask yourself this question, is it true of you sometimes that you live according to how you please? You do not acknowledge God and you want God to do your bidding and you do not want to do God's will and do not give thanks to Him or honor Him.
弟兄姐妹，这个是不可以的，这个是不信主的特征，就是不感谢神，不荣耀神，不敬拜神。
Brothers and sisters, this is forbidden because to not give thanks, to not honor God and to not give thanks to Him is the characteristic of unbelief.
所以我们看到这里，神的愤怒是实在的，神的愤怒的时间就是现在，神的 对象呢是不信者的人，神的凭证呢就是那些他，你看他不感谢神，他神是创造主是事实，他不感谢神，不荣耀神，不敬拜神。
So we see the truth of God's wrath, we see the timing of God's wrath, and we see the target of God's wrath.And the testimony of God's wrath is against those who, even though they have proof, they know He exists, yet they do not thank Him.
让我们来看最后一点。
And let us look at the last point.
最后一点就是神愤怒的结果。
The terminus of God's wrath.
你看第二十四节。
Look at verse 24.
我们看二十六节吧。
Let's look at verse 26 instead.
他说：“因此。”神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，你看到吗？然后你再跳到看二十四节。所以神任凭他们，第二十六节，神任凭他们，第二十八节，第二十八节，他们既装满，既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们，你看到吗？三次。
Look at verse 24. Therefore God gave them up.And verse 26, for this reason God gave them up. Verse 28, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up.
什么意思呢？
Three times God gave them up. What
意思说
this meaning?
这个人不信神，不信神，一直拒绝神说，我不要理你，让你去吧。
In other words, this person, no matter what is being done, he refuses to believe God, and God finally says, I will let you be.
就好像一个孩子，他一直抵挡，一直 不听父母的话，父母说我不管了。
It's like a child who repeatedly disobeys the parents, and the parents says that I don't care anymore.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你是父母的，千万千万千万不要讲这句话，我不管了。
Brothers and sisters, if you are a parent.Never ever say to your child, I don't care anymore.
如果你说你不管了，就是说你放弃了，就好像这里神说，我不管了，我任凭他，任凭他，任凭他，让你去死吧。
And if you don't care, it means you have given up. It's like how God is giving up on these people. He's giving them up so that they will sin and they sin and they sin until they die.
我不管了，就是等于让他给他判死刑。
To not care means to give this person a death sentence.
不可以，我知道你在讲这句话的时候，你一定很生气，讲了很多他不听，然后你说我不管了，弟兄姐妹，不可以说不管，你一定要坚持下去，我一定要管下去，因为那个是你的孩子。
And if you ever say this to a child, if you are a parent, that's because after so many warnings and discipline, and the child is still wayward, and you don't care. No, brothers and sisters, never do that. No matter what the child does, you must continue to discipline him.
你要忍住，你要继续管下去，一直到他悔改。
You must have patience and continue disciplining until the person repents.
你看第24节,
Look at verse 24.
所以神任凭他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worship and serve the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
你应该敬拜创造你的主，但是你不敬拜创造你主，你去敬拜那个被造之物。
Instead of worshipping the person who created you, the Creator, you worship the thing that has been created, the creature.
你把真实换成虚假。
And you exchange the truth for a lie.
神就让你去,
and God will give you up.
你再看26节,
verse 26.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲, 让他们女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处, 男人也是如此, 弃了女人顺性的用处, 欲火攻击彼此贪恋, 男人难行可羞耻的事, 就在这自己身上受了那妄为得的报应。
Verse 26, For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves a due penalty for their error.
这边讲什么?
What is this saying?
这个讲同性恋.
This is about homosexuals.
啊, 你说同性恋很新的事情。
And you say, oh, homosexuality is a fairly new thing.
牧师你都不知道，你这牧师你老派，我们新派。 我们会玩，我告诉你，这个是最古老的罪。
And some people say, oh, you know, you are all outdated, you do not know about homosexuality. This is a new thing. But let me tell you, homosexuality is the oldest sin.
罗马书写书的时候是2000年前。
When the book of Romans was written, that was 2000 years ago.
但是旧约里面也提到这个事情，那个是在所多玛、俄摩拉，那是好几年前，至少四五千年前的事情。所多玛、俄摩拉因为同性恋的事情，神审判他们，把整个城市灭掉。
And Sodom and Gomorrah in the Old Testament, that was 5000 years ago at least. And they sinned that same sin of homosexuality and refused to repent, and God destroyed those cities.
神的设计是有男有女，但是他要男跟男，女跟女，其实这个就是违背神的设计，他不听神的意思，不按照神的旨意，不按照神的设计，结果呢？所以神说，你既然这样，就任凭让你去。
God's design, God's original creation is a man and a woman, and that's the natural thing. But when a man goes with men and women with women, that is going against God's design and it is actually rebelling against God. So God says that He will give them up to do that just as they want.
我告诉你，同性恋是魔鬼的诡计。
Let me tell you, homosexuality is the scheme of the devil.
你知道我们中国人，如果人家要骂你，他你绝子绝孙。
You know the Chinese, they have sometimes they will curse the person when, and they say, may you not have any offspring.
意思说你绝后。
In other words, you will have no successor or no more offspring, no more sons or daughters.
我告诉你，如果今天我们现在所有世界上的人，男的跟男的，女的跟女的，你知道吗？我们没有下一代，我们真的是绝子绝孙，诛九族。
And think about this, if today all the people of the world, men with men, women with women, then we will not have a next generation and humans will be extinct.
神的计划就失败了。
God's plan will fail.
因为神的计划要从人的后裔有敬，人要人培养敬虔的后裔，如果你这样敬，人就被判死刑了。
Because God's plan is to have godly offspring from people. So if everybody is a homosexual, there will be no more offspring, so it is like a death sentence to humanity.
所以你看这里他还讲了一件事情，二十八节，他们既然故意不认识神，就任凭他们存邪僻的心。你看到他故意不认识神，好像就给他邪僻，让他们这个邪僻是他们故意要，就让他去，让他去，装满了各样的邪恶、贪婪的恶毒等等。
Verse 28, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice, envy, murder, etc., etc.
他们不但自己喜欢行，而且要别人去行。
Not only do they do it themselves, but they give approval to those who practice them.
我问你，如果你的孩子行这些事，你会不会生气？
Let me ask you, if your child does all these things, will you be angry?
我相信，如果你不生气的话，你不是一个好的父母。
I believe if you are not angry at all, you are not a good parent.
所以这个是神生气、神 怒气的原因。
And this is the reason for God's wrath.
所以呢，但是这个不是结束，不是最后。
But this is not the end.
所以我们回到刚才我们一开始的，我不以福音为耻，福音本是神的大能，神没有让我们去，神要拯救我们，所以我们传福音，福音这个福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，所以我们说你要相信，要悔改，回到神那里，听从神的意思，你就不用免去这些神的愤怒。
And we come back to verse 16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Indeed, we are here.Preaching this good news that if you would repent and believe in this good news, you will escape God's wrath, you will escape His judgment.
什么什么叫做福音?
So what is the good news?
福音就是我们犯罪得罪神，神在发怒。福音是要救我们从神的手里、神的怒气中拯救出来，是到我们得到神的祝福，不是神的愤怒。
The gospel is that we have all sinned and we are.Under God's anger, but if we repent and believe in the gospel, then we will escape His anger. God wants to bless you. We will escape from His anger and judgment, and we will enter His blessing.
所以福音是劝人悔改信耶稣，不是劝人信耶稣能够得医治、得个发财、得祝福，不是的。我们要人悔改来信耶稣，听从耶稣。听从主的吩咐，当他是主人来顺顺服他。
So the gospel is to ask people to repent from their sins, so that they will escape God's wrath and God's anger. The gospel is not telling people to believe in Jesus so that they will be healthy and wealthy. That is not the gospel. We want people to come and acknowledge God, Jesus as their Lord and their Savior, and to submit themselves to Him and to do His will.
盼望你明白真正的福音。
And we hope that you will understand the true gospel.
因为今天有很多人传假的福音，因为这个是末世，很多人把福音混淆了。
And today we are in the end times. There are many people who preach a false gospel and they have adulterated the gospel.
我们必须要传纯正的福音，就好像我们照圣经罗马书所讲的。
And we must preach the pure and the true gospel according to the Bible, like what's written in the book of Romans.
让我们同心祷告。
Let us pray together.